This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us, an old friend of mine, used to work here in San Diego.
Indeed he did.
And was one of the great writers we had here at the Union Tribune, now a Radio.com sports insider, Rick Bucher. How have you been, Rick? It has been a while.
I'm good. Let's just emphasize friend rather than old, okay?
Yeah, you're right. Fair point. Rick, great to talk to you again. And let's just obviously get right into last night's game. What did you make of Toronto? Was it them that played maybe a little bit better than people thought? Or did the Warriors have an off night, the 10-day layoff? How did you kind of rate that game one?
I was stunned that the matchups played out the way that they did. Probably Pascal Siakam, obviously the big game, but I was really curious. I thought that he was going to be an X factor as far as, can he be what he's been, or is he going to be is the stage going to be too big for him? Yeah. Obviously it wasn't. And so, My daughter just came in to alert me that her practice is at a different time. It doesn't matter that Dad's on the phone, so I apologize for that.
All good.
In any event, when I looked at it, when I watched the results, I was stunned in the discovery that, looking at it, the Raptors have more one-on-one defenders than the Warriors do. And I don't know when was the last time that we could say that. And watching Pascal Siakam go by Draymond Green, watching Kawhi Leonard go by Andre Iguodala, I mean, those are arguably two of their best defenders, Klay Thompson being in the conversation. And I said it from the beginning of the year that I thought whoever came out of the Eastern Conference was going to win the championship. I didn't know who would knock off, if there was anybody who could knock off the Warriors in the West. But I thought everybody would take a piece out of them, and riding the same horses to the end was finally going, the price was going to come due. Now, the fact that they were able to get past Portland as quickly as they did, and I thought, okay, this is a little bit different. They've gotten their rest. They've gotten a chance to get everybody healthy. This is going to be different. But at this point, I'm looking at the matchups, and they look like they favor Toronto to me.
Rick Bucher joins us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, Radio.com Sports Insider. Rick, what did you make of the matchup of Nick Nurse deciding to put Kawhi on Draymond Green?
Yeah, well, I think in some ways it was a matter of, one, knowing that Draymond Green really is a key. We don't think of him as a scorer, but he is a playmaker. And I think as much as anything, it was a matter of, Draymond's probably not going to run around a lot. He's not going to be a catch-and-shoot guy. And trying to preserve Kawhi, because clearly he came into this series injured or at least hampered, I believe it's a matter of how can we minimize what he has to do at one end, still get something out of him, but not force him to run around, since it appears that there's something going on with the, as they say in hockey, a lower body injury. We don't know exactly what it is, but there's something going from the waist down.
Rick Bucher joining us, talking about these NBA finals. Rick, all right, so you're not surprised that the Raptors have the early lead in this series, but what is it going to take for the Warriors to come back here, and do they need to come back and win this series to cement themselves as one of the all-time great teams, or does that tag go away should they lose this series to a team that I think most people think is inferior?
I think winning going to the finals five times in a row, winning three championships, you qualify as a dynasty. If we're going to give the San Antonio Spurs, and I don't know where you guys are, to me, a winning back-to-back is the achievement that the Spurs never were able to do, and that I would have a greater question about them than I would about this Golden State team. So I don't think they need it. I think that you know, if they do win it, then it cements them as arguably the best team in the modern era. But outside of that, I think they still qualify as one of the best that we've ever seen.
Rick, do you think Kevin Durant makes it back for this series? Because I've seen this injury. I've had this injury before.
Yeah.
It's not an easy one to come back from, especially be at 100% in the little bit of time that he's had.
I agree with you. And I have to tell you, so Chris Haynes, who I know well, and I know he's tied into the KD camp, he's the one who said that KD could come back midway through this series. The injury happened May 8th or 9th. I know that this past Wednesday was exactly 3 weeks. I was told that it was going to take 3 to 6 weeks for him to come back. And when the Warriors said it was more serious than they thought, I thought, okay, it's going to be closer to 6 than to 3. And his ability to play in this series at all was going to be jeopardized.
Yeah.
Now, game 3 is just, you know, it's not that it's 4 or 5 days away. As of recently as yesterday, I was told very small chance that he plays in the series. And so, you know, again, it's always hard to tell in terms of injuries, in terms of risking it. I will say this. I wonder if this would have come out. This is what I'd make of what I've heard and what we have out there, is that they lost game one. KD desperately wants to play. He always wants to play. He hates missing games. They lose game one, and he wants to expedite matters and is saying, I can get back. I can play. And there has to be a decision now made. Do we risk that? Do we run that risk? And I will say, Steve Kerr surprised me in game one because I didn't think we'd see DeMarcus Cousins either, and not because he couldn't play, but because he wasn't in NBA final shape. And I would say that the 8 minutes that he played proves me correct in that. He doesn't look like he's ready to play in this series. But what it told me is Steve Kerr is willing to put all his chips in the middle of the table to try to get this done. So will the Warriors stand in the way of KD wanting to take a risk? Because I think, as you know too, it's really easy to re-injure this if you come back too soon.
Much like a hamstring.
Yes, exactly. So that's the risk that they run.
Rick Bucher is with us. You may remember him in San Diego. He's a great writer with the San Diego Union-Tribune, now radio.com. Sports Insider, covers the NBA as well as anybody has over the last couple of decades. And I'm sorry, Rick, didn't mean to date you, but you started when you were young. You started when you were young. What can I tell you? You started when you were young.
You still got good hair like you're young, though. I tell
you that. No kidding, man. He always had that. That was totally unfair. I used to hate hanging out with him because it was just a blowout in the hair category.
What do you mean? You were my wingman. Stop it.
That's all I could be. All right, I've got a couple seconds left. How badly did Klay Thompson travel, just for fun?
Oh, well, you know, it's funny because I'll say this. I've seen worse, but in talking to referees, it's funny how they have said you get the gather, right? It used to be you got two steps in the NBA. It was 1.5 anyplace else. It was basically a gather and then another step. And then the NBA basically said, we're going to give you a gather step, and then you get two more. And so it is called differently in the NBA. He got, by my count, he got 3 gather steps and then 3 more steps.
That's right.
So there was a lot there. But you know what? It ultimately didn't make a difference in this game, and I'm not sure it's going to make a difference in the series.
Rick, great talking to you. Great catching up with you again. I hope we have a chance to talk some more down the road. Continued great success to you. Very proud of what you've accomplished in your career. I knew you'd be good, and you have been. And thanks so much for being on with us in good old San Diego.
Chris, Tony, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.